Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
A pleasure to welcome you to our program on this Monday, the 16th of May, 2022. And now if the forecast is correct, the deluge is coming today and tonight. Well, we shall see. Here's what I'm talking about. Today, partly sunny, chance of showers and storms, high of 82, the winds are west-southwest 5 to 10, the chance of rain standing at 40%. Tonight, showers and storms in the evening, mostly cloudy, a low of 54. The winds are west 5 to 10, chance of rain 40%. Ultraviolet index is 7, the humidity 60%. West Springfield Police Department looking for assistance from members of the community with identifying two females. They are repeat shoplifters at a business on Riverdale Street in Westside, of course. There are photos of them on the West Springfield Police Department Facebook page. Now, if you have info, you're asked to call Detective Kennedy at 263-3210, extension 229, or text a tip. You text SOLVE, S-O-L-V-E, plus the message to 274-637 on your cell phone. If you wish to remain anonymous, you may. Here's some headaches for you. Massachusetts Department of Transportation is advising drivers to be aware of traffic pattern changes for I-91 northbound, exit 23, and throughout the 2022 construction season. The on and off ramps at exit 23 will remain open. Drivers should expect delays. Be prepared to stop. MassDOT will provide signs, messaging, and police to provide guidance. Traffic on I-91 northbound at exit 23 will be shifted into the median on the newly constructed temporary roadway and bridges starting at 5 a.m. Now, this started today. Two lanes of traffic will be maintained on this temporary route. The on and off ramps will remain open. Happy third decade in business to Williamstown's Tunnel City Coffee, continuing to percolate their way through 30 years. And I hope you continue to support them as they hand over more responsibility to a wonderful staff. Grace and Joe will be taking a larger role in running the cafes. Nick will continue to be the lead at the Mass Mocha location, a.k.a. The Pod. Sydney and Elliot will continue their lead roles at the roasting and production space at the NORAD Mill. Dara will hopefully pop her head out of the kitchen more and continue to do the things that she does so well in the bakery. They thank you for supporting them during this extremely difficult time and being incredibly patient while they attempt to bring the business back to normal hours and offerings. The Berkshire District Attorney's Office obtained guilty convictions and will provide the victims of a nationwide fraud scheme their money back in a resolution of a Berkshire Superior Court case. Ajay Kumar Shadari, 26, of Pownall, Vermont, and Jitendra Shadari, 29, of Williamstown, pled guilty on Monday to larceny over $1,200 by single scheme and attempt to commit a crime, larceny over $1,200. In December, a third defendant, Parth Shadari, pled guilty to the same charges. Combined, the three defendants will pay $212,924 in restitution. The court required that the defendants provide restitution payments before accepting the plea, ensuring that victims get their money back quickly and in a more significant amount than through a jury trial and subsequent restitution hearing. The three operated a multi-state scheme intended to defraud individuals through phone scams. Police in other jurisdictions in the country alerted Adams Police in March 2020 that victims were sending packages of money to addresses in the town of Adams. Victims and law enforcement intercepted and returned packages victims sent totaling $106,000. In June, local law enforcement executed 27 search warrants, identifying a business in Adams as serving as the headquarters. The court filed the guilty convictions of Ajay Kumar Shadari and Jitendra Shadari for 2 years and sentenced Parth Shadari to time served, which was approximately 8 months. Looking for work? Well, here's where to go today. Mass Hire Career Center Job Expo at the Basketball Hall of Fame from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Here's what you need to know. Bring plenty of resumes have an elevator pitch, so-called, dress professionally, be well-groomed, make eye contact, firm handshake, have employer questions. And I will note for you the best of luck to you. As of today, Greenfield will be closing off Court Square to traffic to make way for a seasonal pedestrian plaza, featuring more handicapped parking available behind City Hall. Events scheduled for Court Square and the Common this season include the Greenfield Farmers Market every Saturday, the Common Series Art Activities hosted by the Greenfield Recreation Department May 18th, the Greenfield Bee Fest May 21st, Greenfield Community College Day June 4th, Stone Soup Cafe's 10th Birthday Party June 12th, the Common Series Art Activities hosted by the Greenfield Recreation Department June 15th, the 16th Annual Harvest Supper Celebration August 27th, and Vintage Days September 24th and 25th. Springfield officials have announced today that the construction at the Watershop Dam is substantially complete and the process of refilling the Watershop Pond, Lake Massasoit, will also begin today. The process will take approximately 15 to 45 days for the water to reach normal elevation, depending on weather conditions. Upgrades to Watershop's dam have included installation of new sluice gates, bascule gate, hydraulic system, control box upgrades, and improved modern access to the control system. Construction was completed by Gardner Construction, and environmental oversight was conducted by GZA. The total project cost approximately $3.2 million, primarily funded by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development National Disaster Resilience Grant, with $1 million in bond funding from Springfield. Springfield intends to complete some restocking of the pond in partnership with the Massachusetts Division of Fish and Wildlife upon completion of the construction and refill of the pond. And Springfield officials are pleased to announce the return of the Concerts in the Park. Springfield Parks Department will host the Forest Park Concert Series this year, starts up Thursday, June 9, 2022, at the Forest Park Amphitheater. The outdoor concert hall scheduled for 6:30 p.m., and they're open to the public and free of charge. Now, those attending may enter Forest Park through the Sumner Avenue or Route 5 entrances for free after 5 p.m. on the evenings of the concerts. For more information about the Forest Park Concert Series and other programs, you can visit springfieldmass.gov/park or give them a call at 787-6435. All righty, we'll hold right there, get you up and rolling for another work week in the Pioneer Valley. It's Monday, of course, and our next program tomorrow, Tuesday, up online during the day and available to you at night as well, on demand, anytime you want to hear it at your convenience. And we'll be joined on tomorrow's show by our ArtsBeat reporter, Mark Auerbach. Take care, be good to yourself, be safe, be well. I'm Brad Shepard. We'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.